This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has released a report outlining evidence for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The House Intelligence Committee's findings will serve as the foundation for debating whether to remove the president from office. It makes the case that he misused his power through wrongdoing toward Ukraine, putting his personal political interests above the national interest in pushing Ukraine to investigate a political rival, and that obstructed Congress's investigation. Before the release, Republicans defended the president by saying he never intended to pressure Ukraine when he asked for a favor. He's been blasting the impeachment push while in London for a NATO summit, saying this morning Democrats are just wasting their time.
These people are deranged.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North Korea repeated its assertions that the Trump administration is running out of time to salvage nuclear negotiations, saying it's entirely up to the United States to choose what Christmas gift it gets from the North. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The statement came as North Korea continues to dial up pressure on Washington and Seoul ahead of leader Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer mutually acceptable terms for a deal. Negotiations have faltered since the February summit between Kim and President Donald Trump broke down after the U.S. rejected North Korean demands for broad sanction relief in exchange for partial surrender of its nuclear capabilities. Working-level talks held in Sweden in October broke down over what the North Koreans described as the Americans' old stance and attitude. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that amends an existing law on media outlets deemed foreign agents that critics say is used to muzzle dissent, limit news plurality, and discourage free exchange of ideas. This is VOA News. At the NATO summit in London today, President Trump reiterated his complaint about NATO members not contributing enough to the organization.
NATO is becoming different than it was, much bigger than it was, and much stronger than it was because people are now fulfilling their commitments. There are some countries that aren't fulfilling their commitment, and those countries are going to be dealt with. Maybe I'll deal with them from a trade standpoint. Maybe I'll deal with them in a different way.
President Trump also revealed he'd had what he called a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a nuclear arms agreement.
With respect to nuclear weapons, I've spoken to President Putin and I've communicated with him, and he very much wants to, and so do we, work out a treaty of some kind on nuclear weapons.
Mr. Putin has not confirmed that statement. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization on Tuesday warned of dire consequences, as it said the current decade is the hottest since records began more than 150 years ago. Reuters' David Doyle.
That's the assessment of the World Meteorological Organization on Tuesday in a report that paints a bleak picture of vanishing sea ice, devastating heat waves, and encroaching sea levels. It says average temperatures for the 5-year and 10-year periods ending in 2019 are almost certain to be the hottest on record, and 2019 is on course to be the second or third warmest year. Experts warn that climate change has been a key driver of a recent rise in global hunger, following a decade of steady declines, with more than 820 million people without enough food in 2018. And the WMO report also emphasized that weather disasters have displaced millions of people this year.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests. An actress's claim of racism behind the scenes of a popular U.S. TV show will be getting a closer look. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
After word got out that Gabrielle Union had been fired from America's Got Talent, the actress has been complaining that she was treated unfairly. She says there were racist jokes and comments made when cameras were not rolling. And Union says she was fired because she raised objections to NBC and to the production firm that did the show. Now the network and the union that represents on-air talent say they will investigate the complaints. The union statement says such investigations and their results are usually kept private unless the member who made the complaint wants them to be released. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Marissa Melton, and you are listening to the Voice of America from Washington, D.C. This is VOA News.